Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Then coming up, there is so much crazy news out there.
I don't know how we're going to get through any through half of it tonight.
Yeah, it can be a little frustrating sometimes doing this show. I mean, I love doing Free Talk Live, and the point of the show is to take your calls about anything, but sometimes there's just so many big stories out there that we just never even have a chance to even touch on them. I mean, Pirate Bay found guilty. Obviously, I would like to talk about
and
that.
And imprisoned.
And sentenced to jail. Plus, on top of that, there's something else here about... let's see, torture. The torture details have come out, and they're pretty scary to talk about. There's a whole lot, but your calls are what the show's about. So we continue with them. You know, eventually, I know that Sam, I don't know if this is top secret, but he's not here, so can't say otherwise. I know that Sam is working on putting together a little news package that'll be a pro-liberty news, a bit of news content that we could run theoretically during the news breaks during the show. And obviously he has to be out of jail to do something like that, but I think that you might see an Obscure Truth Network news coming soon. I think it might start as like a weekly kind of production, but that'll be a great way for us to have some news content on the show and really get the stories out there that need to be gotten out, and also, of course, help Sam build his brand, too. So maybe that'll be something he can launch into upon his release. And, of course, we'll continue to bring you updates on Sam's situation as it develops. Our friend and co-host, documentarian Sam, is currently in a jail cell, has been there all week long, and will remain there over the weekend with a chance. Not sure what the chance is. You know, maybe it's as good as 50%. I don't know. A chance of getting out of the jail cell on Monday morning. So we'll keep you in the loop. In the meantime, we take your calls and go to, or no, we don't. Cliff dropped off the line. So in that case, let's talk about the torture thing. Did you hear about this, Mark, the torture memo?
Yeah, this is the release of the Bush torture memos from the Obama administration.
They finally released four long-awaited legal memos used by the Bush administration to design its torture program. This, according to alternet.org, although their existence, like U.S. torture itself, has been an open secret for years, the memos are nonetheless shocking. Written in a dispassionate legal tone, the document contains the professional opinion of the Office of Legal Counsel Attorneys as they assess the CIA's harsh interrogation techniques. Each method is described in sadistic detail and would be surely heinous if experienced on its own, but as pointed out in a famous memo dated 2002, the interrogation team planned to use these techniques in some sort of escalating fashion, culminating with the waterboard, though not necessarily ending with that technique. The torture memos are available in full on the ACLU's website, but if you can't bring yourself to read them, this article will summarize 10 disturbing excerpts that provide a hideous glimpse into what was done in the name of Americans in the so-called War on Terror. Now, of course, the Obama administration releasing this, it's one of the few right things I think they've done so far. You know, they deserve to be applauded for the few things that they've done that have been correct, and I think this is the right thing. I don't know if this means that his administration won't engage in these things. I'm not sure about that.
They don't seem to mind killing Pakistanis.
Right. So, in releasing these memos, it's our intention to assure those who carried out their duties, relying in good faith upon legal advice from the Department of Justice, that they will not be subject to prosecution. Well, there's another minus one for you right there. That's what Obama said in a statement about these documents. So basically, they're saying, okay, we're going to put this out there so you can see
how... The Republicans are bad, but the CIA agents that did this stuff, well, they're okay.
Right.
They were just following orders.
Right. We're putting this out there so the American people can see how horrific this is, but at the same time, we're going to reassure you folks that no consequences whatsoever will befall you. Those of you who engaged in these activities, those of you who tortured these other men... In Guantanamo Bay and other places around the world, presumably, the secret prisons, you're all okay. No Nuremberg trials for you. So they go on to say that this is a time for reflection, not retribution. We've been through a dark and painful chapter in our history, but a time of great challenges and disturbing disunity. Nothing will be gained by spending our time and energy laying blame for the past.
Yeah, I'm sure those men that had that done to them, they don't feel that way. They feel that way, too.
You know, I generally, I do believe in forgiveness. I think that people should be forgiven. It's, I think it's best if they ask for the forgiveness. But nonetheless, I am one who is not interested in retaliation. I'm not interested in retribution. But all that said, it is kind of despicable that they're just throwing it right out there. Hey, you guys are A-OK with us. You can torture and get away with it. Because if they're saying they're getting away with it now, then that means they'll get away with it in the future. And that's the problem. If torture is continuing and they're looking at this and they're saying, oh, we're safe to torture now, no problems here, then they're essentially kind of endorsing it in a way. And that's, I think, disturbing.
You know, and everybody brings up when this is, you know, when torture is brought up, they always start thinking of situations like 24 where, you know, you've got to torture the guy to find out where the atomic bomb is in the middle of the town. Look. Torture doesn't work.
The info's a lot of times false.
Right. You know, if it was time sensitive, which this is supposedly about, then they lie in order to give themselves more time. And when they do finally give up information, it's been, you know, so, you know, messed up with a bunch of lies that it doesn't really matter.
So here are a handful of the things that they did. Walling. A flexible false wall will be constructed. The individual is placed with his heels touching the wall. The interrogator pulls the individual forward, then quickly and firmly pushes the individual into the wall. It is the individual's shoulder blades that hit the wall. During this motion, the head and neck are supported with a rolled hood or towel that provides a C-collar effect to help prevent whiplash. You have orally informed us that the false wall is in part constructed to create a loud sound when the individual hits it, which will further shock or surprise the individual. In part, the idea is to create a sound that will make the impact seem far worse than it is, and that will be far worse than any injury that might result from the action. Now, I'm told that these, it's my understanding these go in order of horrendousness.
But it hurts.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's clearly.
Clean. Number two, the facial or insult slap. With a facial slap or insult slap, the interrogator slaps the individual's face with fingers slightly spread. The hand makes contact with the area directly.
That way, it can go faster and hurt more.
With the area directly between the tip of the individual's chin and the bottom of the corresponding earlobe. The interrogator invades the individual's personal space. The goal of the facial slap is not to inflict physical pain that's severe or lasting.
But they keep their fingers splayed so they can move faster.
Instead, the purpose of the facial slap is to induce shock, surprise, and or humiliation. Number three, cramped confinement and insects placed in a confinement box. You would like to place Abu Zubaydah in a cramped confinement box with an insect. You've informed us he appears to have a fear of insects. In particular, you would like to tell Zubaydah that you intend to place a stinging insect into the box with him. You would, however, place a harmless insect in the box. You have orally informed us that you would, in fact, place a harmless insect, such as a caterpillar, in the box with him. Focusing in part on the fact that the boxes will be without light, placement in these boxes would constitute a procedure designed to disrupt profoundly the senses. With respect to the small confinement box, you have informed us that he would spend at most 2 hours in this box. For the larger box in which he can both stand and sit, he may be placed in this box for up to 18 hours at a time.
We've stopped doing this to prison inmates in the United States.
Putting them in boxes?
Yeah, decades ago.
I have never even heard of that.
Yeah, hot boxing.
Right, so you can have a solitary cell in prison, which you can actually get up and walk around in a little bit. In this case, you can maybe sit or stand in this box. That's really constricting. Number four, dietary manipulation. This technique involves the substitution of commercial liquid meal replacements for normal food, presenting detainees with a bland, unappetizing, but nutritionally complete diet.
Yummy.
You've informed us that the CIA believes dietary manipulation makes other techniques, such as sleep deprivation, more effective. Medical officers are required to ensure adequate fluid and nutritional intake, and frequent medical monitoring takes place while any detainee is undergoing dietary manipulation. There are six more, and we'll get to those here in moments, sharing with you what they did, what the government people did in your name, because if you pay income taxes or you use Federal Reserve notes, you're paying for this. 800-259-9231, and they're going to get away with it. That's what they've already pledged to. They've pledged to protect these guys that engaged in this behavior. More on the way. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Pre-Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in and bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, and more. Giving it all away at freetalklive.com.
You've been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item. That's 50% off of one item when you type in FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off. 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
800-259-9231. Talking about torture. And the memos have come out about what techniques the government bureaucrats were using against the Guantanamo inmates, possibly the folks over in the secret prisons in Europe. And they're pretty disturbing. This is information that hadn't come out before, and we're sharing it with you. These are excerpts. Obviously, the memos are much longer, but alternate.org is sharing some of the excerpts of 10, at least 10 of the techniques that are confirmed to have been used in Guantanamo Bay. Now, you might listen to these things, and you might say, oh, that doesn't sound so bad. Oh, they're going to put a bug in a box and keep somebody in a box. That doesn't sound so bad. That's not going to kill anybody. You might say that, but you also need to remember that we're talking about human beings here.
And we don't belong over there in the first place.
We don't belong over there in the first place.
The Department of Defense should be defending our country,
right?
Not out, gallivanting all over the world, fighting wars that politicians have created.
And it should also be remembered that the people that they engaged in these techniques with, besides the fact that we shouldn't have even been there in the first place, they were rounded up off the streets in many places like Pakistan by the local warlords or whoever, or the government people that essentially were getting paid for each person they rounded up. So they rounded up some people they might not have liked, and they just dumped them off into the hands of the U.S. government. At least that's as I understand the story.
Well, it's certainly not the case with every one of them. And
none of them were convicted, though. You're right, Mark. Right. There may have been some bad guys
there
in there.
Certainly were some bad guys
but
in there.
But none of them were brought to a trial.
Absolutely not.
None of them
not.
Were convicted.
Well,
they
you,
were
can't,
put through this.
You can't have a trial for a war, but the problem is we don't have we haven't declared war. We don't have a
right.
legitimate enemy. This is a situation where you're trying to track down terror, whatever the hell that is, around the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mess.
Well,
it's
right.
a mess.
Whole,
and we shouldn't have been involved in it in the first place.
The whole concept of terror is this ephemeral, nebulous concept that doesn't – you can't nail it down, right? So they just say, well, we know it. We see it. You're a terrorist.
If you want to go after the people that cause terror, go after the people that do the nightly news, for God's sake. I mean, that's what they sell. Terror.
Well, I would say the government people are the real terrorists because they're using violence to achieve their political and social ends. Julia is joining us here tonight, a little late, but better than never. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Okay, we're talking about torture here, Julia, and you've come in the midst of a list that alternate.org is sharing with us. The Obama administration, and one of the few right things that they've actually done, has released a list of things that were done to prisoners in Guantanamo Bay and other places under the Bush administration. So I want to continue those, and then we're going to get to your phone calls. Here are the remaining techniques. Nudity. This technique is used to cause psychological discomfort, particularly if a detainee, for cultural or other reasons, is especially modest. When the technique is employed, clothing can be provided as an instant reward for cooperation. During and between interrogation sessions, a detainee may be kept nude, provided that ambient temperatures and the health of the detainee permit. Interrogators can exploit the detainee's fear of being seen naked. In addition, female officers involved in the interrogation process may see the detainees naked, and they will assume that detainees subjected to nudity as an interrogation technique are aware that they may be seen naked by females. Many of these guys are very, very religious in a way that is very prudish, and this is a potent technique.
Yep.
Number 6, an abdominal slap. In this technique, the interrogator strikes the abdomen of the detainee with the back of his open hand. The interrogator must have no rings or other jewelry on his hand. The interrogator is positioned directly in front of the detainee, generally no more than 18 inches from the detainees. With his fingers held tightly together and fully extended, and with his palm toward the interrogator's own body, using his elbow as a fixed pivot point, the interrogator slaps the detainee in the detainee's abdomen. The interrogator may not use a fist, and the slap must be delivered above the navel and below the sternum. This technique is used to condition a detainee to pay attention to the interrogator's questions and to dislodge expectations that the detainee will not be touched. Number 7, water dousing and flicking. Cold water is poured on the detainee, either from a container or...
This
from
is sick.
Oh, it's just begun.
It's not nice stuff.
No, it's not what I wanted to come...
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
No, it's not a problem, but man, this is horrible stuff.
Yep, and we all paid for it. This technique is intended... Okay, so it also could come from either a container or a hose without a nozzle. This technique is intended to weaken the detainee's resistance and persuade him to cooperate with interrogators. It's just persuasion, that's all. Just gentle, water-based persuasion.
Water-based persuasion.
A medical officer must observe and monitor the detainee throughout application of the technique, including for signs of hypothermia. You also have described a variation of water dowsing involved much smaller quantities of water. This variation is known as flicking. Flicking of water is achieved by the interrogator wetting his fingers, then flicking them at the detainee, propelling droplets at the detainee. Flicking of water is done in an effort to create a distracting effect, to awaken, to startle, to irritate, to instill humiliation, or to cause temporary insult. Although water may be flicked into the detainee's face with this variation, the flicking of water at all times is done in such a manner as to avoid the inhalation or ingestion of water by the detainee. Now, I think it's interesting that throughout this, they're tempering everything, right? Well, we're going to have a medical officer here. We're going to make sure that we hit him only in this, you know, below the sternum and above the belly button. And, you know, they're being very precise about all this. Now, how accurately...
Well, it's the science of torture, which scares me the most. They didn't get here to this point without a bunch of empirical evidence.
Right, but how likely do you think it is that these guards, these government bureaucrats, are adhering to this word for
right,
word?
They remove all their rings before, administering the abdominal slap. Yep. They only pivot at the elbow.
Right.
Of course, they wouldn't use their shoulder and put their whole body into administering this, this slap. Well, and I'm sure
and
that there's video evidence.
And if they did... So what? Is the detainee going to tell on you?
Right. You've got it.
Is he ever going to see the inside of a courtroom or anybody else besides the questioners and the staff?
You know, if you punch me in the stomach enough or slap me in the whatever, I'll say whatever you want me to say.
And that's just it, as Mark pointed out, that's what torture will result in, is they'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yep.
Not necessarily the truth. All right, so we continue here.
There's evidence, evidence piled upon evidence that police officers, when they don't administer things like this, can get people to confess to crimes that they did not commit. So
just by being intimidated?
They've got techniques.
So we've been all over the map so far, but there are three remaining, and the next one is an incredibly potent one. The next one is incredibly sick and twisted and just awful. And I speak from personal experience. 800-259-9231. It's sleep deprivation. We will get into that. And you can call in about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Comment on torture or whatever you want. That is why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke Free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
We've been sharing with you a disturbing list of 10, at least 10, maybe they have more than this, but 10 torture techniques that were utilized, or persuasion, as they're calling them.
Counting them down from number 10.
And so we're sharing these with you from alternate.org. There's some paperwork, I guess, that the Obama administration has released from the Bush. Their memos, essentially, from during the Bush administration, revealing exactly how depraved the torture methods actually ended up becoming. And at the same time, they're reassuring the torturers that nothing will be done to them, that they're all okay, that everything is going to be safe. So we're just putting this out there so people can know. You guys don't have to worry about a thing. So now you can know exactly what was going on in your name as we continue this list. Number 8, sleep deprivation. The primary method of sleep deprivation involves the use of shackling to keep the detainee awake. In this method, the detainee is standing and is handcuffed. The handcuffs are attached by a length of chain to the ceiling. The detainee's hands are shackled in front of his body, so the detainee has approximately a 2 to 3 foot diameter of movement. The detainee's feet are shackled to a bolt in the floor. In lieu of standing sleep deprivation, the detainee may instead be seated on and shackled to a small stool. The stool supports the detainee's weight, but is too small to permit the subject to balance himself sufficiently enough to go to sleep. We understand that a detainee undergoing sleep deprivation is generally fed by hand by CIA personnel, so he need not be unshackled. If the detainee is clothed, he wears an adult diaper under his pants. If the detainee is wearing a diaper, it is checked regularly and is changed as necessary. The use of the diaper is for sanitary and health purposes of the detainee. It is not used for the purpose of humiliating the detainee.
No, of course not.
Ew.
And is not considered to be an interrogation technique. The maximum allowable duration for sleep deprivation authorized by the CIA is 180 hours.
Good Lord.
That's more than a week. You've informed us that to date, more than a dozen detainees have been subjected to sleep deprivation for more than 48 hours, and that three detainees have been subjected to sleep deprivation of more than 96 hours. Now, if you just listen to that, and you don't know what sleep deprivation is like, you may not really have any idea as to why that's so horrible. I mean, first of all, it's bad enough. Just the whole part about forcing someone to stand still with their hands shackled in one location and, you know, bolted to the floor. That's bad enough because they can't sit down. If they're in that position where their hands are shackled and tied to the ceiling,
yeah,
they can't sit down. Otherwise, you're going to be hanging from your wrists. You're certainly not going to get any sleep in that manner.
No, that's going to hurt a lot. Right.
So you're
gonna,
forced.
The cuffs that are holding you there are going to bind so much, you just can't. You wouldn't be able to handle that for more than a moment.
I can tell you, I've worked at a job in retail where I had to stand at a cash register for, you know, 4 hours at a time, basically, until you could get a break, 15-minute break. You go on the break and sit down and rest for a bit. And even being at the cash register where you're not, in a torture rack, chained on anything, you can at least pace around, you can walk a little bit, you can kind of shake your legs out a bit. Even just standing in that one general area for 4 hours is an incredibly difficult task. I mean, it's not an easy matter to just stand up in one place for a long period of time. That's draining.
Right. To my mind, sleep deprivation is torture. But, you know, when you look at this, sleep deprived people go crazy. I mean,
yes,
there's no doubt. So you're asking crazy people questions. That's going to get you some kind of, great answer. Why not go to the insane asylum and ask them questions?
Because that's what happens.
That's a good point.
Sleep is your recharge time. There's a reason why we sleep. And I know that science doesn't really fully understand what sleep is, but we do understand that it's a time where, you know, if you've worked out the day earlier, your muscles, you know, rebuild themselves and
your brain, I believe, actually takes everything that you've sort of learned and done and experienced throughout that day when mm-hmm. you sleep and organizes it, puts it, you know, where it's supposed to be. I mean, it's important for so many reasons, not just physical reasons.
Right. So your brain has a chance to reorganize itself and kind of reflect on the day and
set itself up. It's my understanding your brain needs the sleep that your body does not. It is used, you know, it is good for building muscle, but, you know, if you're on a workout schedule or you're doing marathons or something like that, but that would be the only time the body really needs that kind of rest.
Okay, but nonetheless, it's a very useful thing because
you gotta have it.
Because without it, you do go insane, and the insanity is going to start to set in, you know, around the 48-hour point, which is what they're saying here. Maybe even sooner than that. I mean, depending on how used you, if you're an insomniac and you're used to staying up at 36-hour intervals, then probably won't be a big deal in the beginning. But if you get up to 180 hours, the maximum allowed by the CIA, I mean,
the information,
the hallucinations would be frightening.
Right. The information that they've gotten from you is completely worthless at that point. It's just torture.
Yes. And we actually had Mike, one of our former co-hosts on the show, had told us that he did this as an experiment one time for like a science experiment or something like that when he was younger, and that he – and you're looking like you don't believe this.
I don't know. It's so difficult. I don't think a person can keep themselves awake.
I don't know. He claimed he did it, and he claimed that he was going nuts.
You can certainly go on YouTube.
The longest I've ever stayed up would probably be around the 48-hour mark, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that at that point in time, I am definitely hallucinating.
You were hallucinating by then,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of other negative side effects, but, I mean, definitely seeing things that are not there at that point in time.
Number nine.
They've got all kinds of science experiments you can see on YouTube of people who have been sleep deprived and had people there, you know, like keeping them awake, because what you get is these micro naps and an individual.
You nod and you yeah. just kind of
But
fall
you
off.
Never go into REM sleep, so you never actually get any real rest. Because isn't that?
Believe me, it just the top level of sleep will be helpful. It's not great.
Number 9, combination of techniques. Your office has outlined the manner in which many of the individual techniques were previously considered could be combined. In a prototypical interrogation, the detainee begins his first interrogation session stripped of his clothes, shackled, and hooded, with a wowling collar over his head and around his neck. The interrogators remove the hood and explain the detainee can improve his situation by cooperating. Now, this is exactly what happened to Sam, just a little bit more severe, where it's all about you and obedience. It's all about you do what they say, and you get some privileges. Otherwise, you're going to be all alone and possibly tortured. And this is how it works, whether you're in your local jail or you're in Guantanamo Bay. It's just the severity that differs. That's all. Interrogators can remove the hood and explain that they'll improve their situation if they cooperate, and they may say that the interrogators will do what it takes to get important information. As soon as the detainee does anything inconsistent with the interrogator's instructions, the interrogators use an insult slap or an abdominal slap. They employ walling if it becomes clear the detainee's not cooperating in the interrogation. The sequence may continue for several more iterations as the interrogators continue to measure the detainee's resistance posture and apply a negative consequence to his resistance efforts. The interrogators and security officers then put the detainee into position for standing sleep deprivation, begin dietary manipulation through a liquid diet, and keep the detainee nude except for a diaper. The first interrogation session, which could have lasted...
A diaper that's there for the sanitary purposes of the inmate, and it's not there for humiliation.
No, of course not. The first interrogation session, which could have lasted from 30 minutes to several hours, would then be at an end. If the interrogation team determines there's a need to continue, and if the medical, psychological, and psychological personnel advise there are no contraindications, a second session may begin. So we've been through 9 of these. Number 9 is pointing out how they combine these together. They don't just use one at a time. They combine these techniques. And remember, we talked to Sam earlier tonight about how it was that just the local cops who haven't been trained in these techniques, you know, they use slipshod measures. They don't care that much about how they're handling their victims. So if you think these people are just adhering to the rules, you're fooling yourself.
A congressman recently wrote legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bare their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. 4FitLeg or visit us on the web at 4FitLeg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FitLeg, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FitLeg or visit us on the web at 4FitLeg.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Thing 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Great shopping experience, user reviews of a whole bunch of products. There's really no reason to shop anywhere else. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want delivered to your door and great prices too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about the torture techniques that were utilized down in the Guantanamo prison, possibly in secret prisons around the world as well, during the Bush administration. Now, nobody's saying these are going to be no longer used during the Obama administration. They're just revealing the information for whatever reason. I'm not even sure what their motivation is here. What do you think their motivation is to reveal this information?
To say Republicans are bad, because it's clear that they, you know, they said, whoa, 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 we're not going to watch it. Don't worry about a CIA, guys. We're not going after you. We don't think you did it. We understand the guys that turned on the gas and the gas chambers weren't responsible. It was the guys who were in charge of the administration that were responsible.
They're reassuring the lower level bureaucrats that they will face no consequences if they engage in this behavior.
And do you think that the people that were in the Bush administration, besides Spain calling them war criminals, are going to face any kind of consequences?
They pledged to not bring consequences.
Now we can't go to Spain or Vermont. Crap.
So, and as we've been reading through here, this is written in a very specific kind of legal tone. It's not really legalese necessarily, but it's also not a real downer of a viewpoint on torture. It's just kind of a very matter of fact. Here's what we do, and listen to us because we have so many different safety measures that we've put in here. We're really concerned for these inmates' safety, and so trust us that these guards are really just really looking out for these folks. Now
that's why they're hitting them.
Right. That of course clashes with anybody's experience of a sadistic cop. If you've ever experienced a sadistic cop, or if you've ever known somebody who's experienced a sadistic cop, you know that these guys will break whatever rules they can get away with breaking. So if the text on how you do these torture methods, which I think are awful just on their face, if the text says, well, you must check this and you must make sure of that and have medical personnel on hand, remember, it's sadists that are likely the ones that are engaging in these torturing methods. And if anybody reads this list and just says to themselves, oh, well, this doesn't sound so bad, they're really concerned for the medical well-being of these prisoners.
So what, they slap you in the abdomen and then they send you down to the nurse's office?
they claim all kinds of things, that they, you know, they're really cautious and that they're really making sure that they're doing things that are only going to engage in psychological torture and not actually inflict real long, you know, real damage to these people. But those are just the rules. It's not the reality. It's not the reality of what really happened in those torture rooms. Which, of course, as we already know, these folks are not going to be held accountable for, so you'll never actually get to find out unless the men who have been involved will reveal the stories about what happened.
I'll bet every detainee that has been tortured who was really not a terrorist now is a terrorist.
You know,
do they let them out?
Some of them have been let out.
The question, yeah, they do. The question you have to ask yourself here is, what kind of person chooses to get into torture? Somebody who wants to, you know, protect their country, do the right thing, you know, get information, that kind of thing. Or somebody who, you know, kind of has a thing, a little joy out of that. Because I don't want to do that. Personally, I don't want to use, and I've heard it on Glenn Beck. They said they did it, you know, compressed air to blow someone's eardrum out.
Odd.
So that they'll confess. I don't want to do that job. So the question is,
who would? A sicko. A sadist. Number 10, waterboarding. Finally, you would like to use a technique called the waterboard. In this procedure, this is from, by the way, alternet.org. In this procedure, the individual is bound securely to an inclined bench, which is approximately 4 feet by 7 feet. The individual's feet are generally elevated. A cloth is placed over the forehead and eyes. Water is then applied to the cloth in a controlled manner. As this is done, the cloth is lowered until it covers both the nose and mouth. Once the cloth is saturated and completely covers the mouth and nose, airflow is slightly restricted for 20 to 40 seconds due to the presence of the cloth. This causes an increase in carbon dioxide levels in the individual's blood. This increase in the carbon dioxide level stimulates an increased effort to breathe. This effort, plus the cloth, produces the perception of suffocation and incipient
perception
panic.
Of suffocation, as though building up of carbon dioxide in the interrogee's blood is not suffocation.
You're actually dying.
That's actually suffocation. Right. Now, it's not the full end of suffocation, but what you're doing is you're suffocating them some.
Partial suffocation.
Right. So the way that this is phrased is inaccurate.
The perception of drowning, they say. We find the use of the waterboard constitutes a threat of imminent death. As you've explained the waterboard procedure to us, it creates in the subject the uncontrollable physiological sensation that the subject is drowning. Although the waterboard constitutes a threat of imminent death, prolonged mental harm must nonetheless result to violate the statutory prohibition on infliction of severe mental pain or suffering. You've advised us that the relied is almost immediate when the cloth is removed. Relied, I think they mean relief. That the relief is almost immediate when the cloth is removed from the nose and mouth. In the absence of prolonged mental harm, no severe mental pain or suffering would have been inflicted. No big deal. This is no big deal. Getting people to believe they're dying. No, there's no mental harm there. No severe mental pain or suffering would have been inflicted, and the use of these procedures would not constitute torture. So there you go.
So it's only torture if you touch somebody or physically?
No, there are things in here where
you're allowed to do that.
Be touched.
Oh.
They shove. One of the first ones was shoving somebody up against a wall, and a couple of them involved slapping one across the face, one hitting in the stomach area. And locking somebody in a box, locking their hands to where they can't sit down, they can't go to sleep. All of these things combined in various different manners, and then finally resulting in waterboarding if they still haven't given up whatever information, which, as you pointed out, may or may not be accurate. In fact, is not very likely to be accurate. So there you have it. There you have the information. Now, what do you do with it? Because you can look at that information and you can say, wow, that's really horrible. And then you must ask yourself, what can you do about it?
Well, I was thinking today, and this is going to sound petty and sad, right? Like this is just one guy doing one little thing, and it's embarrassingly small. But you know, I'm looking at this cigar thing, and they've increased the taxes on cigars from 5 cents, I believe, to 40 cents.
Mm-hmm. Jeez,
the federal taxes. My cigars cost about 50 cents a piece. I mean, these are drugstore cigars.
They used to cost that.
They did, yes. Now they cost, I guess, 90 cents. I don't know. I haven't purchased any. The day that I heard about it, I went into the store. They were the same price, so I bought them all.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many I have, but I have quite a few. I'm not going to give any extra money to the government. I mean, that's $300 a year is what I figured it out at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just... I can't see doing it. I cannot see giving $300 a year to the government. It's voluntary taxation that I choose to pay, and I'm just not willing to do it. You know, I've got a family. I'm not willing to stop paying income tax. Certainly my wife is not willing for me to voluntarily say that I'm going to stop paying income tax. So I really can't do that, but I'm not going to give them $300 a year.
It's something. Little baby steps, you know, whatever you can do to withdraw your tacit support, your silent consent with this system, I think is worthwhile. So you should be congratulated for that, Mark. Anybody that's taking steps in that direction, I think, should be applauded. Because in reality, there's not really any way for us to avoid funding this stuff.
You know what sucks is I like smoking my cigar. And because they put these taxes on it, that voluntary interaction between me and the cigar maker cannot go on any longer.
You could always get some marijuana, roll that up.
Oh, I was just going to say, see, here's the government.
No tax there.
Exactly. You go to the black market, you start smoking a little weed before your nap instead, and
that doesn't really work for me very well.
Really? It doesn't really. A lot of people swear by smoking before bed.
Yeah, well, it's not for me.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to you about whatever you want. Talk to Steve in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve.
Hey there. Hey. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so I apologize if I don't sound all that great on the
radio.
Go
ahead, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, as far as the torture thing, I was going to say that, those guys are just doing their job, aren't they? Those CIA guys. Why should they be prosecuted? They're just following orders.
Yavol.
Right? Yavol. Yeah. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
I got a little story in my email, and I'm not sure if it's true or not. It doesn't really matter because, true or not, it is what would happen if this circumstance was to actually happen. Apparently, what it says is that an economics professor in Texas somewhere once failed an entire class. Is that in the music?
It is. We're going to find out the rest of your story here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, as always. Coming up, the Pirate Bay found guilty. What does it mean? We'll look at it in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreofthe republic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.